Welcome to the Hollow Earth Network. Tonight, here live from Hollow Earth. Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. Starships are arriving from throughout the galaxy. Earth is putting on a show. Benevolent Argarthians, emerging from subterranean cities, bring information long withheld. Learn what everyone knows but us. Immense starships are arriving from distant star systems. Why? Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. This is a galactic event. Our loving Hollow Earth family brings knowledge. Knowledge of our evolution to fifth dimension. What should we know? What should we do? How should we prepare? Where will we be in December 2012? Learn from the most informed network on the planet. The Hollow Earth Network.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Dale Benedum, for the Hollow Earth Network. We're broadcasting live from Colorado Springs here in the United States. Today's Monday, March 12th, 2012. If you are new to the Hollow Earth Network, we invite you to Billy, and we welcome you to Billy's and Zora's website, hollowearthnetwork.com. We have had continuing interactive calls with Billy and Zora for 11 months now, and the archive calls are free and available on Billy's website. We welcome you to our Hollow Earth community and invite you to learn all that Billy and Zora have shared over these past 11 months. All in preparation for 2012. How will it unfold and how it will end? HollowEarthNetwork.com. Welcome to the show, Billy. Do we have Billy? All righty. Well, let's give Billy, are you on mute? All right, let's try it again. Oh, prepare for the technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. No. All right, so we're going to have Billy and Zora tonight. I'm sure they're going to be giving us a lot more information than we had the last weeks. And there we are. We have Billy Faye Woodard. All right, Billy, welcome to the show. What do you have for us this week?
Well, what do I have for you? Well, the Neptune is remanned again, and it was, when I was on board it, it was stationed around Venus. So, so.
All right. And listen,
they're preparing to pick up more people, from what I understand. But that's going to be after they do a disclosure first.
All right. Any more news that has come your way about the boxes or that they have found on the beaches?
Well, the boxes are still, underneath the sand. They're still doing their work. They're still cleansing the oceans. There was one individual down in California that wanted to do some experimentation with some seawater, and he went out to the ocean to get 45 gallons of seawater, and it called for green and brown seawater, which is what it had been in the past, And he was surprised to see that the ocean beaches were clear.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
The water was amazingly clear.
Well, tonight, folks, we're also going to be taking your calls live. And if you're listening on the phone or if you're watching on the web, you may have the numbers in front of you. But I will give out the numbers. And it's the BBS switchboard number is 888-627-6008. And there are four other lines that you could call. And that 800 number is also good for Canadian callers as well. So if you've got any questions for Billy, please feel free. We're taking calls tonight. All right. So they're finding out that the seas are indeed starting to clear up.
Yep.
Up until today here in Colorado Springs, I would say the last 2 weeks the skies have been clear. However, today I witnessed... Now, I know, Billy, you and I discussed this, but I've seen the difference between chemtrails and contrails.
These
chemtrails were white today, and they were bombarding the skies from every direction. But also, something I did not tell you, I forgot to share with you, I saw two cloud formations in a circular pattern, both of them identical, with sharp edges all the way around them, and they were moving in the opposite direction of the rest of the cloud, the natural cloud formation.
They're ships.
Yes, I believe they were. And they were just blasting them with these trails, and it didn't slow them down. Billy, what I want to know is, are they projecting a hologram or are they within the cloud? You know, why is it that we're not able to see the ship itself? Why are we seeing a cloud formation?
Well, you're not seeing the ship, because if they were to see the ship, then that would give the cabal cause to declare martial law, and that's something you don't want.
No, obviously. But at this point, if they're millions of years ahead of our technology, and what's to prevent them? I mean, look, martial law, I get it, but at this point, with all of the information we've been getting from the blogs, maybe we need to go into that tonight with people that aren't familiar with some of this. The Ascended Masters are just, they're chatting it up through their channels, talking about the who, what, where's, and why's of what's happening in the world right now. And the one thing that seems to be standing out is we're getting a lot of chatter about all of these bankers now. I think it's up to what, 200, and I think the last count was 277 CEOs and banks worldwide on every continent that have resigned and are more or less going to be facing arrest soon. But Billy, forgive me for saying this, my patience are running out. I want to see some action. I'm tired of hearing talk. You know, look, the talk is cheap. We've been hearing, I mean, we call them con artists down here on the surface. And con artists are really good at their craft because they get away with it for so long. And, you know, this is one of the things, I'm just feeling a lot of raw energy today, and I don't know where it's coming from, but, and it's not darkness, but it's like, look, if, you know, these folks, our brothers and sisters that are up there in the crafts, and our brothers and sisters that are down in the Agarthian Network and down in the Hollow Earth, you guys haven't been up here on the surface for a long time. You're living in a fifth dimensional reality. We're all up here suffering in this third dimension, and we're all asking, you know, come on, why? What's so long? Well, fourth dimensional reality. Anyway, we're suffering up here. You guys are all down there, you know, toasting one another and having your fun and loving, you know, love, love, loving, and sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya, holding hands. And we're all up here, you know, we're scratching to get enough dimes together to go get a can of chili so we can have that one meal out of a can a day. I got veterans here in this town that are not being taken care of. As a matter of fact, where I live, there are sewer tiles where homeless people live up inside those to sleep at night. This is uncalled for. This is incredible. And it's like, what are we still talking about this for? I'm just, you know what? I'm there's a lot of light workers out here that feel the same way I do about this. And I'm like, guys, come on. We got to wait till the end of the year for this? No. Please tell me we're not going to have to suffer like this. You know, I just, my compassion and my passion for my fellow human being. I mean, let's forget the fact that we're star seeds and we know we come from other places. Look, we chose and we met the mustard to come down here and literally fall into hell on this earth, on the surface, to go through it and live life as a human, to raise the light. But damn it, now's the time. You know what? We need help now. You know, and I'm forgive me for saying this, and I'll bite my tongue later, and I'll apologize later, but this is where I'm coming from. It's like, man, we're suffering now. We've got people dying. The headlines on our paper here, local paper, we had a staff sergeant, U.S. Army, shot and killed 16 people in a town outside of Kandahar over in Afghanistan. And then an army saying, well, he acted alone. He killed women and children. Now, man, help me out here, Billy. Where are we going with this?
Well, you only have just a few more, a little bit more time to wait.
Yeah. I know, you can't give dates. Czar can't give dates. Jesus, man.
No, you can't.
All right. Well, with that, I'm going to say this because I think it needs to be said. And I'm under raw emotions right now, and I'm really stifling what I really want to say. But not only do I think it's time for the roundup and start seeing these arrests on television, I think it's time that our ascended masters and our friends from above as well as below, we need to start commandeering some television stations, or we need to start employing some cinematographers that are freelance. We need to start getting this stuff on the net. We need to get it on YouTube. YouTube, man, this thing could go viral. One video could go viral of a ship coming and talking to us. We've got to have some kind of evidence that says, that backs up all of this talk that's been going on. We need it because we're suffering. We're seeing it still today, and we want to hold on to this. We want to hold on to what Billy, what you're bringing forth, and what Czar is bringing forth. But man, you spend any length of time up here on this surface, you get to know just how much this cabal, and it's all about, you know what, show me. And they got a state here in the United States called Missouri, and its motto is show me. It's the show me state, and those people have got it right. Show me what it is that you're backing up, and I'll believe you. I will believe you. I will walk through fire. I'll walk through hell. Now, Billy, you have shown me proof. I have personally been with you on numerous occasions, and I even told you at one time that I doubted you. You remember that conversation?
Yeah.
You remember that? Okay. Because I said, you know what? You live up here in a number of lives. You get to know just how things really are, and, you know, the proof is in the pudding. But Czar has come through and proved it, and you have some physical – I'm not gonna say what, but you have some physical things that have more than enough proof to prove that you are who you are. Also, Zora has confirmed it with the last call, the Saturday morning call, and I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt what, you know, that your father is the real deal, and I absolutely have no doubts whatsoever. But there, man, there's a lot of people out here who are just saying, man, you know, come on, show me something, show me something. Well, today I saw a cloud ship, first cloud ship I ever. And guess what, folks? I didn't freak out. I didn't run in panic. Actually, I was really ticked off seeing all those chemtrails being sprayed. And then I saw the cloud ships come in, and I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Now I saw my first cloud. Actually, I saw two of them. So with me, the proof is there. But with my brothers and sisters out here on the battlefield, on the surface, right here, still dealing with it, we're not seeing any video. We're hearing about all bankers and whatnot. You know what I want to see? I want to see both President Bush, father and son, and Dick Cheney. I want to see Dick Cheney, both of them, all three of them, led away in shackles and chains. When I see that, buddy, I'm going to start celebrating. And boy, is it going to go viral. Because that will give us the hope. And right now we're hearing from the Ascended Masters. We light workers and light warriors and starseeds, we all got to hold our energy high. Well, easy for you to say, okay? And wow. You know, forgive me, folks, if I sound like I'm coming strong, but, you know, I've about had all I could stand. You know, I'm going to give it over to you for a while, Billy. It's your show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess, you know, I understand your frustration, and believe me, the Galactic Federation of Planets also know of your suffering, and they're observing it, and they're just about ready to bring it to an end. So, just, you know, hang in there a little longer, and you will see the evidence of it.
Okay, Billy. Well, I'm going to keep holding the frequency, only because that's what I know.
Just as my father said, wait and see. Wait and see what happens. What he said so far has been confirmed by several people, by several accounts of what he's been saying. And there's no doubt in it. I mean, is there any questions out there that people want to ask?
Yeah, folks, let's call in with your questions, because I know we've got a lot of news listeners on here that may be listening to this for the first time. So if you're logged into BBS Radio, the phone numbers are right below, or they're scrolling the page. They're at the top there. And also, if you're listening to this in archive, if you have any questions that you're listening to this in archive, meaning past tense, this show is going to be in archive, please write email Billy if you have questions, or the webmaster, Ann, or myself. If you go to the website, hollowearthnetwork.com, you'll see my name. What do they call it? A point being contact. You could email me there, and I'd be happy to answer your questions, and I'm sure Billy would in the written form. So we're taking live calls tonight, and this is something that we haven't done in quite a while. So, yeah, please. So that call-in number, if you're in U.S., here in the U.S., and also in Canada, is 888. 627-6008. Also, you can reach us on Skype at BBS Radio. BBS Radio is the Skype name. And we'll be taking calls. So, All right, let's talk about some of these blogs. I'm actually going to start naming some because, folks, knowledge is power, and when you get educated with some of this, some of these websites, you're going to start seeing what we're saying. The one website you could check out is 2012 Scenario. 2012scenario.com. Another one is a Hawaiian brother. And his website is Kualapele's blog, and that's spelled Kaualapele. And it's Kualapele's blog. And he's got a great site because he makes highlight notes of everything that's been said, and as well as list the Ascended Masters on different sites that he follows. All right, let's see. Oh, I know. Okay, we got a question here from Roger Silver. Hello, Raj. What will be the first signs of disclosure? Who will be disclosing how and where?
Who will be disclosing?
He asked the question, what will be the first signs of disclosure? And then the second one is, who will be disclosing how and where?
My guess is that it'll probably be the Neptune.
Probably be the Neptune.
Yeah. They were on high alert in regards to the disclosure.
What about this Elenin that's parked in front of the sun?
Well,
let's do a little recap on what Elenin is, because we got some folks here, I'm sure, that are new, and tell us what's going on in front of the sun.
Elenin is parked directly in front of the sun. If you look at the sun, as the sun is dropping down below the horizon, if you look at it with a pair of sunglasses, you will see a gray orb in front of the sun, wobbling back and forth. That is Elenin stationed directly in front of the sun.
And folks, for the warning, let's put a disclaimer here. Do not look directly into the sun. Look at it with a pair of sunglasses on at sunset. At your best time.
Right.
Be surprised some of the people who go out there and just look into the sun.
I know there are some people out there that like to go out and look at the sun in its full spectrum. But that's not very wise.
Yeah. No, we don't want to do that, folks. Oh, mercy. All these times we're living in right now, it's very interesting. We're talking about highs and lows. Billy. Okay. Let's talk about something I want to bring to everyone's attention because, folks, this is very, very, very important because it plays on the conscience of every single human being that's on the surface of this planet right now. And you want to talk about how mass consciousness is affected. Billy, will you please explain to the audience? Explain to them that we are not getting EMPs or solar flares. What is it that's driving?
It would be really, really hard to get EMP or get any solar flares from the sun when the sun is not hot. The sun is cold fusion, not radioactive fusion.
Right. Okay. So
it's in matter. It is light, nothing more. The heat you feel is the light hitting the layers of the atmosphere. The rotation of the planet creates a centrifugal force, plus the combination of the filtering, filterization of the atmosphere and that's what causes the heat you feel. It has nothing to do with the sun. The sun also, think about this, if the sun was hot, then why is it sub-zero temperatures in and around it in space?
Well, see, there we go. We don't have any proof that, how do we get that proof that there isn't? I mean, how do we get the proof that it is cold around the sun? I mean, we've got some satellites, but they don't get the temperature.
Oh, yes, they do.
Well, they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
Okay. All right, so then what or who is producing the light on the sun?
The population of the sun.
The population of the sun. Okay. So that would...
The sun is hollow. The sun is a planet just as Earth is a planet.
All right.
The sun is hollow. And it has a central sun just as the Earth does. And it has a civilization living inside a tropical paradise just as hollow Earth is.
Wow. So I need to ask this question. How much bigger is the sun from Earth?
What?
Somebody give me a clue here. What size the sun is in comparison to the Earth? How many Earths could you fit inside the sun? I think it's upward of hundreds, isn't it?
Well over several hundred.
Yeah. So... It's not, it would, God, can you imagine the interior of the sun? Can you describe to us, have you ever been there, Billy?
Have I been inside the sun?
Yes.
Inside the, I just know what Zora has told me about inside the sun.
So your father's been there?
Oh, he's been everywhere.
Well, then I guess we need to ring your father up and have him come in so we could talk about this because, yeah, you know what? We need to learn more about the sun and what's going on because we, geez, man, there's an essence of all of us that belong to the sun too, don't we?
Well, it's not just the sun. Every planet in the solar system and every planet in the star system and other galaxies are all hollow, every one of them.
Yep.
And they all have civilizations living inside of them, Mars included. Mars has a civilization living inside of it. And NASA knows it. NASA has taken pictures of the cityscapes, views of different civilizations on the outside of the planet, on the other side of the planet. And it is, well, let's put it this way. If you notice in all those pictures that you get in Life magazine or whatever, National Geographic's, when they show a bunch of pictures in sequence of Mars, like Mars picture number one, Mars picture number three, Mars picture number five, where are the ones that are missing? The ones that are missing are showing life.
Wow. Yeah, there's a gentleman, I've mentioned this name before, but he was a part of some project in the Pentagon, and this traveler's name was Val Thor, or Valiant Thor, and he came from inside of Venus, and he worked with a Dr. Stranges, and his wife, Dr. Stranges, has passed on, but his wife is now coming out and speaking out about her husband's discoveries and communications with this Val Thor. And I've put this out here on another show before, but I'm wondering if Valiant Thor is still with us, and if he is, he's welcome. I'm personally putting an invitation out. If he's still there or anybody knows of this gentleman, please send me an email. I'd like to catch up with you. So, but also, Billy, you're going to be, let's talk about your interview coming up. You have an interview with a gentleman on Sunday the 18th.
Yes.
Care to speak about that?
Michael Elgin.
Michael Elgin.
Yeah.
And Michael Elgin, I have had the opportunity of speaking with Michael, and he does have a show, an internet show. He puts out there. So you can. We'll be having information on the. And we'll be loading information soon, if it's not already there, about the interview with Billy and Michael. And this Michael Elgin is he's a gentleman who has he is a human being, but he has full knowledge. He came into this life remembering everything, so he has a very unique perspective of what we're all going to be reuniting with and who with in the very near future. So it's a very loving and very beautiful thing. And Billy, I know you're going to have a good time, and as far as your father as well. So with that, again, we're going to put the invitation out here. If anybody'd like to call in, now is the time to do it, because we're going to be bringing Zora in here soon. And that phone number, if you'd like to call toll free, is 888-627-6008. And the lines here in the U.S., all lines start with 530-413. And then the last four, you get 452-5011. And then the one is 530-327-7602. So please call them with your questions. All right, Billy.
Yes.
Would you like to bring in your father, Zora?
Well, I can do that, but I'm going to have Jane go ahead and chat with you while I do that.
All right. Hello, Jane. We'll talk to you later.
Good evening.
Billy. Thanks a lot, how Billy. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, Jane.
Yes.
So, Jane, what's new?
Well, what I'd like to tell everyone, I'd like to say that things are things appear to be kind of on a standstill, and people are waiting, and I think that's pretty much where we are. People, however, are still, even though they're waiting, they're still very anxious to get going and get moving and wanting answers and wanting visibility of anything that is going to prove to them that, in essence, that we are really moving towards ascension. And however, that is happening. But the biggest thing that people still really need to do is really to be able to sit quietly, be out in nature, to really begin to feel, you know, what a beautiful, wonderful world we really have in essence, and that is what we're trying to preserve and to tune into Mother Earth, to give her all the love that she needs towards ascension. And as you're doing that, you're also doing that for yourself and others. And, of course, with that, I would like to say that Zora is now with us. So here we are, Zora.
Indeed.
Greetings, Zora. Glad to have you on the show.
Indeed.
I have Peter on line four. Would you like to speak with Peter?
Which Peter?
Well, I'm going to make the assumption that it may be Peter Olson. Let's bring him in. Hello, Peter?
Yes, Dale, can you hear me?
Hey, Peter Olson, this is one of our point beings from the Hollow Earth Network. Good evening, Peter. Nice to have you with us, and Zora.
Good evening, Dale, and good evening, Zora.
Good evening.
Dale, you mentioned there are many new listeners, and about a minute worth of perspective would be helpful. In 1947, the 19th of February, Admiral Byrd tried to deliver a message to the U.S., and the message was three parts. It dealt with nuclear energy, with health, and with how we treat people, and the message was rejected. Zora then posited his son, Billy, on the surface in 1951 in Wichita Falls, Texas. And Billy has a mission, which he is in the tail end of completing, and that message is to deliver that message that was delivered back in 1947 once again to the public as opposed to the military. Billy is in the process of doing that, and the message in a word is one of love. And so that's really what Billy has been doing since April 2nd of last year, so over 11 months, as you mentioned, Dale.
Right.
And he is close to finishing this mission, and it's up to us, and this kind of picks up on what Jane was saying, to visualize love and visualize what this is to become. If we do our part, it will be much easier on Zora and Adama and Ashtar and the others that are participating in this process from off the surface. Some are participating from inner Earth, some from one from Hollow Earth, really right now, and then Billy is doing it from deposits, so we have two from Hollow Earth, and then we have the spaceships, and we are part of the Ashtar Command, the way that solar system is sectioned off, we're covered by the Ashtar Command, and Ashtar himself is helping with the process. There are many others, and I won't play the name game right now, but the three major ones are Zora and Ashtar and Adama. Everybody knows how nasty it is here on the surface. Everybody is literally ready to go and are within days, maximum weeks of doing things that we can all see if we look. So that's the perspective.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Peter, and you're right. Love is the answer to all things, and we're returning to it. But there's still some of us out here, the light workers, that just really have, we're just, we're just having, I'm having a moment. I'm speaking for myself now. I'm not going to speak for other light workers. I'm having a moment, and you know, I've been given some knowledge here. You and I, Peter, have spoken in the past where here two Saturdays ago, I went through another phase of awakening, and it was a very beautiful, wonderful thing. And today I was shown more proof. Zora, on that call the same morning, 2 weeks ago, Saturday morning, he called my name in the middle of the show. I don't know, Zora, it was maybe a couple of minutes into it. You said, if anybody has any revelations, you know, now would be a time to come forward, Dale. And you called me right out. I mean, Zora, I mean, there was the proof right there that, for me, that was just one more piece of the puzzle. I know that came together for me. But today was just a lot of raw energy running through me. These chemtrails started before dawn, and they didn't stop till after those two cloud ships had gone. And the skies were just a milky, silky-looking gray mess. And you know what? The prevailing winds, finally, they took over, and it blew them away, and we got our blue skies back. But it was just, my emotions were running raw just seeing the homelessness here in this town I live in. It's just, I mean, we got people sleeping in gutters and sleeping behind hotels, and we got empty hotels, and it's just, God, I'm just so tired of seeing this.
Dale, I understand. Let me give you a perspective from for Zora, Ashtar, and Adama. They are basically fighting off non-loving beings without even mentioning it to it, and they're keeping a magic of love, not only alive, but they're growing it. So right. We have the choice of allowing them a little spark in what they're actually doing. And they're doing it. I mean, I've been following this for years. I've spent 175,000 hours, which is 20 years if you convert it to 24/7, understanding what the dark cabal does. And
right.
The fact that it is being done is amazing. And it's being done right on schedule. As you know, I'm looking for next month as being a time when things become very evident to many of us. And we're only a couple weeks away from next month. So that part of our growth and part of our challenge is to, in spite of the things like you are mentioning, which are very real, to remain loving and to remain patient just for a little longer.
Well, my patience are running thin. I'm sorry, but my patience are running thin, and this is just me today. Tomorrow may be a different day. Okay, but I also want to put this out there. Please, let me say this. I want to put this out there to the Ashtart Command. I want to put this out there to the Agarthian Network, and I want to put this out there to the American people, if not the world as well. When this person, Dale Benenum, when my essence changes and I return back into my fifth dimensional being, I have first dibs. I have first dibs on the Liberty Bell that rests in Pennsylvania.
This next Liberty question, bell, Dale.
I have first dibs on this bell because I have something very special for it. So let's
next
move on.
Next question, Dale.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Next question.
All right. Well, I don't know. Peter, do you have any more questions? I don't have any questions.
No, I just, to me, if we really understand, and if the more we study it, the more we see how much love they are holding a bay and bringing, not only holding a bay, but turning the whole environment of the purpose into a loving environment. Once we see that.
Excuse me, beloved master.
Pardon me?
Yes, go ahead, Zora.
Indeed. Are there other peoples out there with questions?
No, but if anybody would like a type of question, they can go to Skype, and you can go to BBS Radio to their link, and you could type in your questions if you have any. Or you could call in, folks. Well, the lines are open, I'm sure. And U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. We would love to hear, even if you have a comment, you know, at this point.
I have been asked a question about Mars and Venus.
Okay.
Mars and Venus are both hollow, and they are both paradises as well. Mars has an atmosphere, contrary to what you've been told. Mars has a blue sky with clouds. So does Venus. Mars and Venus are hollow, and they have a population living inside of them, which are also quite intelligent, but not all of them look like you. They vary in appearance.
Tell us more about the interior of the sun, because that seems to be, we haven't really talked much about the people in the sun, and we're talking a very, very large planet.
Indeed. When you have what is termed as, you have what's called sunspots, people are wondering what those black spots are. What those black spots are glimpses of the planet beneath, the hologram of fire and intense heat. There is a planet underneath all of that.
the reason they are showing what you are seeing is because they do not want you there. You are not in their vibrational level yet.
So these CMPs and these solar flares that are said to bombard planet Earth,
they do not bombard anything.
That's an illusion, then.
Of course.
So then, what are people feeling when they're being told? Why are people feeling these things when they're being told about these events?
Because that is the reality that they are being shown. It is a false reality, however, but it is still a reality. It is the reality of NASA to keep you under what is termed a thumb shelter, also to keep you under control. And how they do that is by instilling fear within you.
Well, the sun is the central planet, then, of our solar system. What's significant? What makes it different from all the other planets inside the sun?
Well,
like for instance, is it our solar system Space Command? Is there a is there a central planet galactic council? You know, a sun council, if so to speak. Is this where the former lords live?
We have had some of the population of the sun on Earth. They are termed the Shining Ones.
Okay.
They are the population of the sun. And they have visited your planet for eons of time. Just as the Venetians have visited your planet. To them, this is what is termed as their vacation ground. They come to see the beauty of Earth, to see the beauty of nature. And they do not come around the cities. They go out in the wilderness, above the Grand Canyon, to see the wonders of it, to see the wonders of the rainforests. They do not come around the cities, because the cities are not what they came to see. They came to see the beauty of Mother Earth. Nothing more.
Oh, that's beautiful. I've picked up some information. I just wanted to run it by you and see if there's truth to it. That these new ships that I'm assuming they're under the Ashtar Command, they have new technology where they can literally terraform planet Earth in a 24-hour period.
If it were so deemed, yes. But that is under the total control of Terra, or Gaia, if you wish to call it Earth or Gaia.
Yes.
But it is under the direction of Mother Earth. She has the final say-so on that.
Well, I think we owe a big thank you to Mother Earth because, I mean, just with that knowledge alone, that could instill a lot of fear in people, but for those of us who are awake, it's just another confirmation that, you know, even though they have the power to do it, they choose, they have the, you know, they are, we are all connected as one, even with the planet. And if the planet says, no, I'm not ready yet, yeah, we all listen. And it's, that's beautiful.
Yes. And you also have what you had termed as weather conditions upon the face of Terra.
Yes.
And these weather conditions that all of you are experiencing are being perpetrated by yourselves.
Huh.
You find that hard to believe?
No. As a matter of fact, I've come into that knowledge here recently of that. The power of persuasion on the mind is very powerful indeed. Matter of fact, the Bible even talks about that, that we had the power to move mountains.
Indeed. But speaking of weather, if you want good weather, what do? You go out and you send forth unencumbered love into the air, into the atmosphere. And you do that as a whole. all of you together in whatever location you are in. If you are experiencing bad weather in your area, get a bunch of people together to go out and stand in a circle and give forth unencumbered love into the atmosphere and watch the storm vanish.
Well, that's great. Now, I want to change the subject a little bit. Let's talk. I got two more things I want to talk about before the end of the show here. Laminine and the headbands.
Laminine is a product that has been endorsed by or been
influenced,
yes. The creators of Laminine were influenced by the Agathians to give out this product. The product instills what is termed as a healing into the human body, and it does it immensely fast. And Laminine is also, some people have stated that there are byproducts of animal. That is only temporary. It is going to become what is called all natural. And the shark cartilage, as it is so termed, is going to be replaced with natural elements. So do not let that sway you. This product is very good for you. It is good for raising your vibrational levels. It is good for raising your consciousness. Good for fortifying your immune system. For lowering blood pressure. It has positive effects, results on Alzheimer's. It has, that is a big one. Alzheimer's is a destructor of the older generation, and Laminine reverses this effects.
And I just want to pass on this info. If you'd like to learn more about this product that Zor talked about, you could check out, I think it's under the health program, or it very well may be under the subtitle Laminine on the website, HollowEarthNetwork.com.
It is on the health page.
Yes. And you can purchase this product under Belly.
If you wish to get it, it would be under what is termed as theeggoflife.com. eggoflife.com/Billy. BILLIE.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about the headbands. How do the headbands work into this product?
The headbands are a tool. And what they do is they enhance what you already have. They enhance your powers that you already possess. They bring your subconscious and conscious minds into one mind. Singular thinking instead of dual-mindedness. It brings your left and right brains together to think as one. It fortifies your immune system, and it is an intergalactic communications with other worlds.
With other worlds.
Indeed.
Okay, so just to touch base, I've been given Billy had made me a headband here not too long ago, and the first time I put it on, whoa, there was definitely a significant power surge, so to speak. Now, we're not saying this is going to happen with everyone, but with where we're at right now at this point in history, and we're moving closer to 2012, Zor, would you concur that the effects will actually be more astounding as time moves closer towards the end of the year?
Of course it will. It will open your third eye even more so. It will allow you to see battleships in the sky at night. It will allow you to see them in the daytime. It will allow you, if you so desire, to see
than in the clouds as well.
And this this radio host stands by those words as well, because I have seen it with my own eyes. And this headband I do wear on a frequently. And I will tell
you, it does. You need to wear it wherever you go. Wherever you go, you take it with you. And you wear it whenever possible. If you have one that has a silver disc upon it, then wear it even to school. Wear it to college. Wear it to work. Wear it wherever you wish to wear it. If you have a gold one, that will intensify your results even more so, because it has a higher frequency and a higher vibration. And it is much more powerful than the silver. However, the silver works just as well and not as expensive.
And with that, I want to bring Jane in. And Jane, do you have anything that you would like to add about the headbands?
No, I think between you and Zora, Zora has explained it all in great detail. If people are interested, they can go to, of course, hollowearthnetwork.com and go to that link that's on the left-hand corner. Yes, and the other thing to also know is that it's imperative, if people are really interested, to order them now, because you know, because everyone knows, or those who have been listening know, that Billy's trip to Hollow Earth is coming soon.
Yes.
And hold on one second, Dora.
Another thing, there has been also what is termed going around the emails of a proposed list of what is called a list for a trip to Hollow Earth.
Yes.
That is a untruth. There is no list at this time. No list. First, you must acquire the transportation for going. Once you have done this, then you can consider a list, but not before. You must get yourselves ready for such a journey by raising your consciousness, by raising your vibrations, by going inside of yourselves and realizing who you truly are, the gods and goddesses that you are. So all of you listening to this transmission, understand this, that thought is the creator. Thought always is. Anything you can perceive, you can create.
Excellent. Well, folks, we're almost out of time. Well, what a show tonight. Jeez. Zora, as always, thank you, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do.
And you're quite welcome.
For those of you that are new to the show and may not know this, Zora, would you please explain to the folks with the time we have left, just a minute, what it is that you do exactly in Hollow Earth?
I am, my ship is stationed just inside what would be termed as the North Polar Opening, and I monitor the goings and comings of beings from outer worlds as well as those coming from the surface. If they are ready to enter, their mind is in one accord, is in the vibration, is on a certain level, they will be allowed to enter. If they are not, they are told to go away and until they are ready.
And makes
come
sense.
Back again, and they will be permitted to enter. But as I have said before, if you are in planning to go to the North Polar or the South Polar Opening, you must be prepared to go and realize that you are coming to a world that is totally contrary to everything that you have ever been taught about the Earth. Because the Earth is hollow.
All right.
It has a central sun. It is 600 miles across. It is smoky in color, and it has a temperature between that would be termed as 73 to 76 degrees.
And with that, Zora, I have to cut you off. Our show's over, and I would like to thank you, Zora, for coming in. And thank everybody that came in tonight to join us this evening. And if you're new to Hollow Earth Network, please check out the network at hollowearthnetwork.com. So with that, I say goodnight. And Zora, your famous saying?
May harmony, peace, joy, and laughter be with you always.
Good night, everybody.